Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Voila. All there.
Okay, now your turn. Go get Hopper.
I will. But first I will call Enzo. If your friend is dead, I could save myself trouble and fuel. I'm kidding, I'm sure he's not dead. But still, I should check.
I don't like him.
Stranger danger, talking stranger things. Together, forever, we're loving stranger things. It's stranger things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to Stranger Things Forever. We're back again talking more Dear Billy. Today we're talking about minutes 40 to 50, and a lot happens in these minutes. It is exciting, and it is scary. And it is frustrating, and it is coming up next. But before we get there, every so often I like to type Stranger Things into the Google machine. By the way, is there anything that makes me sound older than saying Google machine, like that's a cool hip thing? Hey kids, I'm going to type into the Google machine this newfound internet searchy thingy and look up something. But I did find something about Stranger Things, kind of. It's definitely about our Stranger writers, our Stranger creators, our Stranger brothers, the Duffer brothers. As they there's an article in Variety. There is a link to this in the show notes. Duffer brothers discuss Stranger Things' future, their big Paramount deal, theatrical releases, and it says that theatrical release is something they've dreamed about since we were little kids. I'm not going to read the whole article, but it just talks about how they've taken their company Upside Down Pictures to Paramount for a 4-year deal. It seems like Paramount was just throwing money out left and right. I think they signed UFC. They made some giant merger, right? Paramount, Skydance, whatever it is. So I feel like they then went right into let's obtain creators and content and IP and just bring in and start building from there. And I think part of that is getting the Duffer brothers on board. Now it says, their big thing, the thing that enticed them about going to Paramount was the ability to do big original films in theater. And, Netflix is a great place for creators, but if you want to put something in the theater, they do it sometimes, but it's not their main model for, you know, getting content out to the masses. One thing, you know, was interesting, I thought, is that they emphasize they don't want to be like these prolific producers of shows and films, like a large stable. We don't want to become like Bad Robot, J.J. Abrams' company. Ross and I are incapable of juggling that many things. Instead, they want to emulate 21 Laps, co-head Sean Levy, kind of what they did, what he did with them when in 2015 he agreed to produce Stranger Things, even though they had zero experience creating television. Well, I think it worked out. I think it worked out for all of them. They do talk about making some shows, but like shows that are almost like 8 to 10 episode seasons, not these 20 episode seasons that you see on network television that are getting, I feel like, are smaller and smaller every year. You see more of these 8 to 10, 12 episode shows, especially in the world of streaming. It says they intend to make shows akin to Stranger Things. They are like, you know, tentpole events. They said if we did a TV show that comes out every year, it's diminishing returns. I like the buildup. Yeah, I guess you do. And even though they're taking their creations to Paramount, it says they are staying in business with Netflix with two new series, The Burrows, and Something Very Bad Is Going to Happen, which are expected to be in 2026. And they're also talking about, of course, still the world of Stranger Things, Stranger Things Tales from 85, and a spinoff of Stranger Things, but they won't be showrunners, they'll just be executive producers on that. And as for the final season of Stranger Things, they don't want to spoil too much, though they did say that the season premiere would launch directly into the characters hunting for Vecna. So I thought that's the most important, but that's burying the lead here. This isn't going to be about normal life and then something supernatural happens to them, which is what they usually do. Think about it. Season one, the disappearance of Will. Season two, things are doing okay. Halloween, Will starts to notice stuff. You know, all hell breaks loose. Season three, Mike and Al are dating. Everyone's hanging out at the mall. People, Scoops Ahoy, all that stuff. And then things, of course, go bananas. And of course, season four, where we're kind of, we're only in the third episode, but things are starting to escalate tremendously. I mean, we did get a death in the first episode and a death in the second episode. And we're well into this third one. Oh, I'm getting nervous. But they're saying in this one, it's like you're jumping right in and they are busy hunting for that son of a bee Vecna. I also like that they said the split, how they have, you know, the first four episodes right at Thanksgiving, the day before, the next three on Christmas, What a Christmas Present, and the finale on the 31st on New Year's Eve, that they were planned this time, where last time, because of the pandemic, it kind of worked out that way. But this time they're planning 4 and 8. Well, 8's the finale. So first 4, then 5, 6, 7, then 8. They say 4 and 8 are like movies. So it's almost like 4's your midway point. But they did that. I mean, remember last time, didn't it end with, oh my God, we found out that Vecna is number one. You are number one. And I am not a number. I am a free man. That's for maybe 5 of you. I lost track. They are planning. I mean, that would have happened either way, but you see now the Vecna thing with the hand, it just so happened that it worked out perfectly. This was like the, oh my goodness gracious. If I'm correct, I think I'm correct. Am I correct? I think so. But this time they kind of built it in. So episode 4 is going to be like a movie. And that means we're going to have super long podcasts. I'm sorry about that. Or maybe congratulations. But it's also going to, you feel like it's not just 4 episodes and let's get to 5. You feel like something big is going to happen at the end of that 4th one. They do say, though, that every runtime that they've seen posted online is inaccurate. So keep that in mind, kids. And that's pretty much the gist of the article. But you can read the whole thing. It's on Variety.com. But I will put a link to it in the show notes.
There's something magical about childhood. We wanted to do what we could to capture that feeling.
Come here!
That ultimately is the heart of the story of Stranger Things.
When I read that pilot, I thought it was one of the best pilots I'd ever read.
It felt so pure and just beautiful.
We were just a bunch of random kids from different places that just loved our characters. We loved this story.
Smile and wave.
Hello.
We've been doing it for such a long time. We've grown up as a family.
This is my best friend.
Yeah. I got to watch these kids grow up, which was the biggest gift that this show has given me.
As exciting and grand as we always seem to get, like season by season, it still feels like the same group of nerds from the first season.
Fireball!
It's part of the magic of this show, even as we evolve, even as the storytelling becomes more epic.
And you explode through!
Woo-hoo! It's always anchored in these characters that we love.
Whether they're a popular dude or some band nerd, a parent, a teacher, a Russian scientist, everybody sort of feels like they're kind of an outcast. And I think this show is about like bringing people like that together.
It's that classic tale of good and evil. And the good guys are so good and the bad guys are so bad.
This is the biggest season we've ever had in terms of action, in terms of visual effects, in terms of story. Ultimately, what people want is they want to see these characters together one last time.
It's more of an adventure and more of a mission, which I really like. Everybody is really put into the thick of it. No one is sitting back on a walkie-talkie. Everyone is full throttle going for it.
Every episode is bigger than the last.
This is a season about, like, fighting to the bone, you know, even when you don't know that you're gonna win.
It's the highest stakes that the show has ever been.
It's just so exciting that we got to start this thing, but now finish it out all together.
It's about the people you make it with. It's about getting to make something that you believe in. If you have that, you can do anything, really.
We've come full circle. The fans will be truly satisfied with the ending.
Come on, you didn't think I forgot, did you? You didn't think I wasn't going to bring this up, did you? Yesterday, Netflix and Stranger Things released, I don't even know what you'd call it, like a coming soon, more than a trailer, more than a teaser. It's part like behind the scenes, part footage that we haven't seen before, all kind of gearing us up for Stranger Things 5. It says, whether you're a nerd, a jock, a parent, or even a defected Russian scientist, the party has always been for you, which is part of what Joe Keery said, who plays Steve. And I'm trying to think, have I been all of these? I've never been a parent, unless you count beagles, then it counts. I have never been a Russian scientist, but I did once get a 7 on a test in high school chemistry. Yes, a 7. Not a 7 out of 10. It is a test where you can get 100%, and I got a 7. I feel like I've told that story. I tell that story to my niece and nephew all the time because my niece is at the same high school that I was at now. And I found out today that my nephew really enjoys chemistry. And the teacher who I had, blah, 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 years ago, she's not there anymore. I'm not even sure if she's alive anymore. She was an older woman even then. But yeah, I got a 7. I still graduated. And, I'm obviously the huge, massive success I am today. And it didn't hold me back. Just don't ask me to do any chemistry. But have I been a nerd? Hello. I'm talking about a genre television show on a podcast. It doesn't get much nerdier than that. And I mean that in a good way. Have I been a jock? I certainly tried. I played Little League. I played basketball. I was on the bowling club for 4 years. Okay. I threw shot put for a couple of years in high school just to get the fancy letter. I just wanted the cute little accessory on my jacket. So what's the easiest way to do that? Throw a shot put. I'm not going to run. That's crazy. But as I'm kind of sifting through, it was mostly behind the scenes stuff. And I love the Duffers saying how we really want to see is our friends, These characters one more time together. And I like that Gaten, I think I'm saying his name right, talked about how, you know, even though we've changed all the years, it's still the same, you know, nerdy group of kids, and how they grew up together and how they've become a family over the years. And you just see all these, like, it's crazy how much time has passed just in a 5-season television show. But we're seeing things like, I'm going to kind of sift through this as much as I can. Before, you know, we're still going to get to Dear Billy. Don't worry, we'll get there. But it shows, like, you see, and again, I'm not going to be great with the actors' names. I'll be good with the characters' names. We see the guy who plays Lucas and the guy who plays Dustin. I'm not even going to say kid anymore. I'm going to say guy. We see them dancing around. I love when they're dressed as the Ghostbusters. Oh, that was a, remember that trailer for Super Bowl? Oh, my goodness gracious. So we see a couple other things, like a doorway in the middle of a field. Now, there's some blue sticks it's on, so I think we're seeing some behind the scenes, and those sticks are going to be removed so the doorway is floating. It's very interestingly lit, how they did that. It looks really cool to me. We see all kinds of, like, crazy, they show hallway. Now, again, I could be wrong. Some of this could be old footage, and I'm just, again, I'm not that expert. I'm just watching what I'm seeing right now and reacting to it. We see the actor who plays Erica in class. We see just a lot of, this is a great shot of Dustin, Jonathan, Steve, Nancy, Lucas, and Mike. And Steve has a giant Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 level chainsaw, which, and they're looking down into something. Now there's a blue screen above them. So I wonder what that, did we see that in one of the teasers? I feel like we did. I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back and see things and see too much. I'm reacting to what I'm seeing. But even that, it's like, I wish I didn't see half of this. But sometimes you can't ignore it. Talks about the evils of evil. Says this is the biggest action they've ever done. You're seeing Hopper throwing grenades. You're seeing explosions. You're seeing a moment of Mike and 11, and I think it's at a sun setting, not a sun rising. That's just a guess. Could be the sun. Maybe it's, no. Well, now when I see this angle and they look sad, and I'm just going to guess that it's like, this is one of those moments where it's like, okay, things are about to go bananas. So let's, you know, have a quiet moment and I love you. And whatever happens, I love you. I hope that's what's happening here. God forbid it's anything else. I like seeing the kids riding their bikes together, walking together, just like, I still can't get over Lucas's flat top. But it feels humongous. Like, it just feels so big. But, Mike cut his hair. Dustin's hair is crazy. Wait a minute. Who's the other guy? Oh, wait, he's holding a microphone. I think he's part of the crew. Okay. I was like, that is a man. That is not a young man. That is a man. I think that's someone in the crew. That's my guess. And Will is also there, of course. It makes sense that Dustin would be a guy who wears a duster. Like, not because of the name, just because that just seems like something he would wear. We see some stuff that we've seen already, but maybe different angles. We see Max in a hospital room still. So, to me, time had to have passed. Has she been in the hospital all this time? And if so, she still only has one thing hanging up on her wall. No one brought anything else. So maybe time hasn't passed here. Ooh, I don't know. We see some of the radio station. We see Mike, you know, protecting these new kids. So some stuff, not, I'm not talking about Danny, Donnie, Jordan, Jonathan, and Joe. Did I get that right? I think I did. Not those new kids. I'm talking about these new kids of Stranger Things that we see Vecna walking down. Oh my goodness gracious. It's just, I thought I saw 11 like working. No, she wouldn't be working. That would mean things are normal. Things are not normal. I feel like it's martial law. I can't wait to learn about this radio station, WSQK. SQK, does that mean anything? Squawk, squawk? The squawk of Hawkins. The squawkins and talkins of Hawkins. Is there a podcast called Talkin' the Hawkins? I feel like they should be. I apologize if you're out there and I completely did not realize it. Talking Hawkins or Talkins. Now that doesn't seem quite right, but something like that. I feel like it could work. SQ, but I'm going to say SQK is the squawk. The squawk of Hawk. That's just a guess. But oof, it's, I mean, where, what are we? It's the 25th, right? So we're talking like 2 months from today. This is banana land that we're this close. And yet, have we gotten a full-on official trailer? Like, we got this teaser. We got the other teaser, which kind of felt like, I guess that would be the, that's, they called it a teaser, right? But that feels like the official trailer. But I feel like we should be getting something maybe, Thanksgiving, I mean, Halloween's too late. So I feel like soon, if we're going to get an official trailer, it's going to happen soon, I would guess. But even if we don't get one, I'm kind of okay with that. Yeah, it would help build excitement, but I mean, how much more excited do we need to be? We have been waiting. We have been pining. I think that's the right word. We have been just salivating for Stranger Things 5. So everyone who's going to watch it is ready for it. Could another trailer get us excited? Yes. Do we need it? Do you and I need it? No. Maybe those rubes out there in the world who forgot about Stranger Things need it. Not us. We are ready. But while we're waiting, let's get back to the rewatch. Let's get back to Stranger Things Forever, and let's get back to Dear Billy. So we pick up with Will and Mike kind of getting on the same page, reconnecting, like they're friends again, not just friends, best friends. Not just best friends, stranger friends. And then, of course, they hear the car pull up and they're like, oh, well, that was quick. And hey, 30 minutes or less. That's the Surfer Boy pizza motto. So they're ready to go. Jonathan's like, you ready to go? Everyone's packing. Now, here's the thing. If everything goes the way they planned it, they still have to get by those two guys. And they're not being like secretive about this. I guess the guys are just sitting around watching golf, but they're like, you ready to go? And they're, you know, they're not quiet about it. And one thing that happens is Will notices, or Will waits a second, and it's almost like he wasn't planning on doing this, but then at the last second, he grabs his art, the thing that was tied up, thing he's been working on. Cause it's like, okay, you know what? I do want to bring this with me. This is important and I want to show it to them. And at the same time, who knows if he's, well, see, he doesn't know that things are going crazy. Well, no. They know something's going on because of the whole thing of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
L not being there. So maybe he wonders, we may never come back to California, or maybe a while. I'm taking this with me. So one of the guys gets up to get the pizza. He's like, hold your horses, I'm coming. And, you know, when he opens the door, I'm like, that doesn't look like Argyle. And at the same time, you almost feel like it disarms you. They do a nice job of disarming you because we're expecting a car to show up. A car does show up. They're ready to roll. But it's like sometimes it's in TV show, I don't know if it's the television grammar, movie grammar, storytelling grammar. Why are we at the door to see this? Why are we following this guy to the door? It's almost like this means something. Why are we doing this? And when they open the door, we see some pudgy looking dude with a nice solid head of hair. Definitely he looks like a military, and he goes, hello there. And you're dead. Doesn't even wait a second. Doesn't threaten the guy. Doesn't say stand still. Doesn't say, you know, get on your hand, your knees, put your hands up, anything. Just their job. What was their job? To kill everyone there? Was that the plan? Like, what were these guys? Were they trying to get 11? I'm guessing. Or were they just going to try to eliminate her right then and there? They take this guy out and it's like, what the hell's going on? And then we get such an awesome scene where we follow Jonathan out of the bedroom, follow him back into the bedroom. They're like, shit, listen, we got to get out of here right now. Glass is going, it's all one shot so far. Now we see the camera whipping around, so they might have done little tricks to make it seem like one shot, but they are freaking out while you got one guard there with one handgun, and he does a pretty great job of taking out anyone who's coming their way. And this is all a wonderfully choreographed. Now, this is definitely one long scene. He's like, stay here. Now, they could be, here's the good thing. No one is coming to like just shoot them. Like, while this guy is doing a great job of taking people out, thankfully, no, like he goes one way. What if guards came in the other way and shot the kids? They're not being like, you know, they're not shooting with much discipline. They're just shooting and shooting and shooting. The guard gets a shot. And I love that this is when Argyle pulls up. He's like, hey, man, they're having a party without me. That's not cool, man. That is not cool, man. And then, boom, they're like, get up, get in the car. He's like, what the hell's going on? Is that guy shot? I love that. And he's like, is that real blood, man? Hey, what are those guys doing over there? Why is that guy holding a gun? And they just yell, drive! And boom, they rip out of there. They rip out of town. And I guess no one was ready for them. They got away. And that is the last time we see California. That's the last time we see the buyer's house. That house is gone, out of the picture. Goodbye. It has been infiltrated, and what is that word? It's been, oh, I know they used it. The base has been, shit, I can't think of it. Compromised, that's what I meant. The buyer's house, I was going to go back and edit it out because I couldn't think of the word, but I thought of the word. The buyer's house has been compromised. So we are out of there. We head up to Alaska, and literally, friggin' Yuri counted $40,000. Are those just $10 bills? So wait a minute. $10 bills. $110 bills is $1,000, right? Add that zero. So then you have $410 bills is four. Wait a minute. 40. So that means it's 4,000 $10 bills. If these are all tens, then maybe 20. 4,000. Yeah, that's how you do it, right? Look at that. I mean, I told you I got a 7 in chemistry, but sometimes I did pretty good in math. And I thought of that off the top of my head. I didn't even pull out my calculator or a slide rule. A slide rule thing is still a thing. I don't think I've ever used a slide rule. I don't even know if I know what one is. That's an 80s type thing, I think. So Yuri counts all the money. He's like, $40,000. It's all here. They're like, yeah, that's great. And Joyce is like, now, can you go get Hopper? He goes, you know what? I'm going to call my friend Enzo first just to make sure that the American is still alive. Because if he's dead, you know, I save some time. I save some gas. Oh, ha, ha, I'm just kidding. Like, he's very obnoxious. And I love that when he walks away, Murray goes, I don't like him. It's just perfectly, perfectly said. Now, I've noticed so far, it seems like every time we go from Alaska or from anything with Joyce and Murray recently, definitely the Alaska stuff, we then jump over to Russia and we see that Hopper is in some sort of little quaint little village. I don't know if it's an abandoned village. I don't know if anyone, there are cars there, so people live there, but it seems like it's pretty quaint. Not very, well, I'm getting to the middle of winter and Hopper's running in bare feet in the middle of winter to this little church that seems an abandoned church that they use for storage because it's locked up, but he was told there'd be a key there. There is a key there. So everything is on board thus far. He breaks into this church and he just sees a bunch of crates. Thankfully, they left a crowbar. Look at that. I'm killing it today. And he opens up one case and there are blue jeans. And you think, if you're in Russia in the 80s and you think of America, you think of like Michael Jackson, blue jeans, right? Like those are the two, think about it. What's the most American thing? Michael Jackson, blue jeans. I mean, they must be like, I can't believe we're going to get blue jeans. I look down and go, I'm wearing blue jeans right now. Guess what? I'm not. I'm wearing like khaki jeans, I guess you'd call them. Nothing fancy. Bought them at the local Target. They work perfectly well. But that's the thing. We have the luxury of going into a store and buying jeans. And I've had these for a few years now. They seem to work fine. But if I was in Russia, maybe there's no chance I get a good pair of Lee jeans. I almost said Lee Press-On Nails. Totally different company. But here's the thing that's really exciting. Hopper opens another crate and inside is the most beautiful thing you could see.
Maybe you did too?
Sure. It's got to be just for my guy or girl.
The difference is just being out of your taste. Assessing if the world's real.
All teaching to make the gym. All gone.
Somebody won for your special one with a taste for peanut.
I remember choosing the peanut butter for his first taste. I tried all the big brands, and Jif had more fresh roasted peanut taste.
Peanut-y difference in Jif. Why have to share if he's a girl?
Now, we all know choosy moms choose Jif. And you know who else chooses Jif? Yuri, because he smuggled jars and jars and jars of Jif peanut butter. And the look on Hopper's face, you could have given him a steak. You could have given him a lobster. It would have been the same look. Just the fact that peanut butter, I feel like, seems so American. Now, I don't know if that's the case. I know that I've had peanut chicken at a Chinese food restaurant. It almost tastes like basically they just put peanut butter on the chicken, which sounds gross and is amazing. But I feel like peanut butter is kind of that, it is like quintessential American thing. I love it. If I was to have a sandwich, it would be with peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter and fluff. I don't know if that's a big thing elsewhere in the country or just a New England thing. I would do peanut butter and bananas. Oh, my goodness gracious. I still do that. I'll put a little wrap. I'll put a little peanut butter. But I usually, I have to tell you, don't buy Jif peanut butter. I looked up a bunch of commercials and they're like, we usually buy the store-bought brand. But this Jif is slow roasted and they pack it in the jar while the nuts are still hot. That doesn't sound right. And it makes a difference. I don't know. When I get quote unquote, you know, brand name peanut butters, do I notice a difference? A little bit. Do I notice enough to do anything about it? No, I do not. So most of the time I just get the store brand, the generic brand. Now here's the question. Do you go creamy or do you go chunky? Well, that is a question for the ages. I used to be a chunky guy because it's the same way that I'm like, I want pulp in my orange juice because it makes it feel like it's more natural, like it's coming straight from the orange. The same way I think, like, oh, they crushed the peanuts, but they left some in there because it's so fresh. Like, you'd feel like if you were getting it at a farmer's market, there would be bits of peanut in there to make it feel like more handmade. But I would say for the last decade, I usually exclusively buy creamy peanut butter. What do you think of that? What do you think of that? If you're still listening and you're on Spotify, leave a comment, creamy or chunky. I'd love to see if anyone actually does that. And, you know, we shall see. But as much as I love peanut butter, now I love it. Like Reese's, the candy, anything with peanut butter, great. Ice cream, anything with peanut butter, great. But at the same time, I am a little grossed out that Harper's sticking his fingers in there and shoving his fingers in his mouth. I don't know if I could do that. Like, I could stick my hand in and then I'd scrape it off my fingers. I wouldn't shove my fingers into my mouth hole. It almost looks like he's in church and it almost feels like he's finding God at this point because he is just like, he is so just beside himself. He's giggling. That's how excited he is. Like, he's giggling because he's frightened. He's scared. He's excited. He doesn't know if he got away with it, but he's got away so far. And there's just a certain level of joy. And the fact that peanut butter is just bringing it all together. It's making him feel like, wow, I am, you know, close. Like, this feels like home. And hopefully if things go right, I'll be home fairly soon myself. So he finds a blanket, with a nice Elvira poster over in the corner, and his feet look pretty gross. Again, I would see if there's socks. You got blue jeans, maybe there's socks, something to cover his feet with. But he just right now puts them under a blanket and just gets back to eating more peanut butter and waiting. Now, I guess his job or what his next task is, what he thinks he's going to be doing, is just waiting for Yuri to show up and get him the hell out of there. But we all know that doesn't happen. Because the next thing we see is that Antonov, or as Yuri still calls him, Enzo, makes a phone call, like he said he would, to double check on things. And Antonov's like, yeah, everything went well. He goes, well, here's the thing. Change of plans. He's not only going to take the $40,000 from these people, he's not only going to steal the $40,000 from these people, but he's also going to screw everybody. He just got off the phone with the warden, had a very productive call, very interesting call. Number one, he tells them exactly where Hopper is, and boom, right at that moment, guards break into the church and Hopper is screwed. But you know what they also like even more than finding escaped prisoners? Corrupt guards. And at this point, you see the guards coming at Antonov. He screwed them too. So he's getting a nice reward for that. And guess what they like even more than that? Americans wanted by the KGB. And that's when we realize that the reason he kept telling them to drink coffee is that he spiked the coffee. He drugged the coffee. Joyce drops the coffee cup like Chaz Palminteri, you know, coming to a revelation, drops the coffee cup. She passes out. Murray's already passed out. And he comes out. He's like, oh, did I make your coffee too strong? I'm so sorry. Cause she's still awake a little bit to realize, oh no, we've been had. We've been screwed over. And then he tells her, you know, you will be reunited with your American boyfriend very soon. Very soon. I do not like the way that he rubs her hair and stares at her. Like, it is very creepy and it's annoying and I hate it. So now we leave Russia. We've gone to California. We've gone to Alaska, to Russia, back to Alaska, and now we are in Hawkins for the remainder of this 10 minutes. It seems like, because we're with Dustin, Lucas, Max, and Steve, it seems like they did not know exactly where they were going, because they're driving along and Max says, pull in here. And Dustin turns around and looks like, here? She says, yeah. And they're at the Roan Hill Cemetery. Now, looking up on the Stranger Things wiki, it says Roan Hill Cemetery is not actually spoken aloud, but you do see it on the sign in Dear Billy, which is what we're seeing here. It says the Stone Mountain Cemetery in Stone Mountain, Georgia, was used to film parts of The Gate and Dear Billy. So we can assume that this is actually the Stone Mountain Cemetery in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Just the name Stone Mountain, Georgia, it sounds like it wants to be said with a Georgia accent. I don't know if that's a specific Southern accent, but I want to be like Stone Mountain, Georgia. I don't know. I just want to say it that way. It's like that's the correct way to say it. That's the correct way to pronounce it. But anyway, that's not where we are. That's where the filming is. Where we really are is Roan Hill Cemetery in Hawkins, East Hawkins, Indiana. So Max gets out of the car and you think she's like, you know, she must have said just, I'll be right back. And she just starts walking up a hill. But before she gets very far, Lucas jumps out of the car. He's like, wait, Max, listen, I want to talk to you. Like, I don't want a letter. I just want you to know, talk to me, talk to your friends. We're here. We're right here. I'm right here. You can talk to me. Okay. I'm here. And she just looks at him and she says, just wait in the car. This won't be long. Oh, and that is time. She starts walking off and I don't know what happens next. That's going to have to wait till next time to talk about that. But my goodness, what a jam-packed 10 minutes. Major things happened for the folks in Alaska, the folks in Russia, and the folks in California. Nothing major happened in Hawkins yet. We're setting the table. We're setting the stage. We're not there yet. Before our Cali crew, they had to run for their lives. One of the guys that was there to guard them is dead. The other guy is shot. Our guy all of a sudden is driving a getaway van. It was a pizza van. Now it's a getaway van. And they're now on the run. At the same time, you have Hopper, sounds like he got away. Guess what? He didn't. Because the guy who was supposed to save Hopper, supposed to get him out of there, screwed everybody over. Screwed over Antonov, the guard. Screwed over Hopper, the escapee. And screwed over Joyce and Murray, drugging them, turning them over to the Russians, to the guards. It's just a complete and utter shit show. And then back at Hawkins, we just got to where Max wanted to get to. But we did have a nice little moment where Lucas is just pouring his heart out to her. And you could see it in her face. She's just like, it's almost like, you know, maybe I can talk to you. Maybe I should talk to you. You know, I know you're there for me. And it's like, she's second guessing herself. I feel like, am I doing the right thing? Should I be talking to you? You know, I'm lucky to have you guys. But at the same time, she's like, I can't. I have to do it this way. And she's like, this is my plan. You know, just let me have this. And she heads off up to the cemetery. We'll see what happens next time. But yeah, that's the next 10 minutes of Dear Billy. It's exciting, right? We're slowly, slowly getting there. And then once we're there, once we're at Stranger Things 5, once we're done with Stranger Things forever, it's going to be wild. It is going to be wild. And finally, we'll all have something to give thanks for on Thanksgiving. Because I feel like if we go around the table at our Thanksgiving dinner to say what we're thankful for, I have a feeling I know what my niece and I will be saying. So that's it. I am done. Thank you so much for listening, for continuing to support the show, for following, for, you know, subscribing, all that fun stuff. And did you know every episode of Stranger Danger, like some of it's video, but most of it's audio, is also available on the YouTube channel. So check it out. Fans Not Experts on YouTube. We have a Facebook page too. I use it sporadically. I don't do a lot of the Stranger Danger stuff on there, but that's at Fans Not Experts as well. That's because all the podcasts that I do can be found at fansnotexperts.com. But if you want to get to Stranger Danger like directly, you can just go to strangerdangerpodcast.com. Yo, I don't know where that yo came from, but it felt real. It felt good when I said it. I don't know. But that is it. And if you want to follow me, well, you can follow me pretty much everywhere as Geek Mentality, except TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. Now, it used to be Stranger Danger Podcast, but I thought I want to do more than just the Stranger Danger stuff. So follow me over there. That's where I post a lot of stuff on there. Some of it's movie related, some of it's music related, some of it's sports related. But yeah, Geek Mentality Mike on the TikTok machine. See, I brought it back full circle. And everywhere else, yeah, I said Geek Mentality, but the show is on Blue Sky. That's the best place to follow and see posts for every new episode that comes out. StrangerDangerPodcast.com over on Blue Sky. That's it. I'm done. I'll be back soon talking more Dear Billy. But until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Stay stranger, my friends. And remember, there are fans of Stranger Things everywhere, and it is fans like you and fans like me who help keep Stranger Things alive forever. Fans Not Experts.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.